Today's scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 36.
今日经文是来自《使徒行传》第二章22到36节。
I will read it first in English, and then our brother Guang will read it in Chinese.
带领的会读先读英文，然后再读中文。
Acts chapter 2. Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves knew. No, this man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest in hope, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. You will not let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Fellow Israelites, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him an oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand. 'Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah.'
使徒行传第二章二十二节，以色列人啊，请听我的话。神藉着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就藉着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。大卫指着他说：我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不致摇动。所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中，因为你必不将我的灵魂杀在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你将生命的道指示我，必叫我因见你的面。弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明的对你说：他死了，他葬埋了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他起誓，要从他的后裔中立一位坐在他的宝座上，就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撒在阴间，他的肉体也不见朽坏。这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事作见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的叫腰灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说：主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌作你的脚凳， 故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他作主为基督了。
From Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
以赛亚书第四章四十章第八节，草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话永远立定。
Reverend Jin Chung's title of his message, Jesus descended.Resurrected.
我鄭牧師會為我哋今日講係耶穌嘅降生與復活。
Good morning, church.
各位早晨。
We've just read perhaps the very first sermon.Or a Christian sermon in the history of the church.
我们刚刚读到的是历史上教会的第一次的讲道。
This happened right after the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit rested upon the upper room where people were gathered.
这个是在刚刚五旬节发生当圣灵降临在这个房间里面的人。
And it is very interesting because when the people of God were filled with the Holy Spirit,They spoke out about Jesus.
好有趣的是，当神的子民充满了圣灵的时候，他们去开口讲关于耶稣的事。
If Peter's sermon at Pentecost were a brief summary of Jesus' suffering, death and resurrection,
如果保罗，彼得这个讲道是总括了耶稣基督的受难、受死、复活的话，
Then the Apostles' Creed that we are looking at today is a confession of a newly converted Christian.
咁我哋今日刚刚睇到嘅使徒信经就系被拯救嘅基督徒佢嘅认信。
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
亲爱弟兄姊妹
we are going to look at one of the most controversial phrases in the Apostles' Creed today.
我们今天看的就是在使徒信经里面最具争议性的两句说话。
And my hope is that the grace of the triune God be upon us all.
我的盼望就是三位一体神的恩典是临到我们每人当中。
Please join me in a word of prayer.
请我们一起祈祷。
Lord, we stand before the finished work of Jesus Christ for our salvation.
天父，我们站在耶稣基督已经成就了的救恩的工作。
And we pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit,
我们祈祷藉着圣灵的大能，
the same Spirit poured out on that first Pentecost,
同样的圣灵在第一个五旬节他们倾倒出来，
the very Spirit raised Jesus from dead,
同一个圣灵将耶稣基督从死里复活，
would you grant us not only clarity of mind,
不单止给我们有清晰的头脑
But fire in our hearts
是我们心里面都火热
For you alone
为着你
That we may understand the depth of his suffering and height of his resurrection
让我们看到他的受苦有多深以及他复活之后被升到多高
In Jesus' name we pray
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求
Amen, Amen.So the Apostles' Creed, as I just mentioned, originated as a baptismal confession, meaning when person gets baptized, when person is converted, this is a statement of faith that they are now stand upon.
我们刚刚读到的、刚提到的《使徒信经》在当初的时候呢，是那些认信了主的人，他们去接受洗礼之前的一个认信。
And the Apostles' Creed,is formalized as early as 150 AD, so the second century.
咁呢个使徒信经最初所早出嚟嘅系大概系主后嘅150年。
If you look at it, it's divided into three sections.
咁如果你睇清楚嘅时候咧，佢分开三部分。
And it's the declaration, the three sections declare of faith, and it was widely used.As the confession of the new believer by the time of Charlemagne the Great in 800 AD.
咁呢度每一部分咧，都係講到初信嘅人點樣去認信，特別喺禮儀上邊咧，係喺當時查理曼大帝嗰個時間。
And there's this line in the Apostles' Creed that we're going to look at that I think many of us have mumbled in the past.
我哋今日會睇嘅使徒信經嘅呢一部分咧，可能你以前都會有讀過。
The summary of our faith, what we believe, has been recited by millions and millions of Christians for nearly two millennia.
在過去2000年，有好多嘅基督徒已經不斷嘅去重複嘅宣講呢一個認信。
But there's a sentence that goes like this: He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead.
當中嘅一句説話，佢話降在陰間。在第三天从死里复活。
This phrase descended ad inferos points us to the full scope of Jesus' salvation.
咁呢句说话降在阴间，帮我哋指向耶稣基督嘅呢个嗰个救赎嘅全部嘅意义。
And it shows us in Christ's saving work in humiliation and his saving work in exaltation.
俾我哋睇到耶稣基督嘅工作系喺佢嘅谦卑同埋喺佢嘅被提升嘅当中。
The passage that we read was given by Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost。
咁头先读过嘅经文咧，系使徒彼得佢喺五旬节嘅时候所宣讲嘅一句说话，一段说话。
And with the fire of the Holy Spirit still burning fresh and hot in the upper room, the Apostle Peter stood up.To preach the first Christian sermon.
咁就係當呢個聖靈好似火咁樣臨到呢啲人嘅當中嘅時候咧，彼得就站起嚟去宣講第一次嘅講道。
And he too, Apostle Peter, had to explain the fullness of Jesus' saving work.
彼得亦都要去解釋耶穌基督嘅救贖嘅工作嘅全部。
Not just his life, but his suffering and his death and what came after.
唔单止系耶稣基督的生命，并且系佢嘅受苦、佢嘅死亡同埋之后所发生嘅事。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
当我哋被圣灵充满嘅时候
，we become bold，
我哋变得勇敢
，and we become not afraid to proclaim, not just share, to proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection。
我哋就唔怕，唔单止系分享，而系咧去宣讲耶稣嘅死同埋复活。
And the central truth of Peter's sermon that we stand upon today is this.
使徒彼得他的讲道的中心的信息是什么呢?
That Christ descended into the depths of humiliation.
耶稣基督降落到他的谦卑的里面。
And he resurrected from the grave in exaltation.
然后他从死里去复活去被提升。
So let's repeat after me. Christ's humiliation.
让我们一起去重复耶稣基督的谦卑。
And his exaltation.
同埋他的提升。
And this is what Apostles Paul say about Christ's humiliation and exaltation in Romans 4:25.
这个就是保罗在罗马书四章二十五节所讲的耶稣降卑同埋升高。
That Jesus was delivered up.For our trespasses and raised for our justification.
他说耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为我们称义。
The brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if we were to confess this,
如果我们要认信的时候,
if we were to tell the world about Christ's work,
如果我们要向世界去宣讲耶稣基督的工作的时候,
shouldn't we understand how Christ?Conquered every realm of sin.
我们是不是应该也要清楚耶稣基督怎样去战胜罪的每一方面呢?
Are you struggling with your sin?
你是不是在罪里面挣扎呢?
Then shouldn't we desire to understand how my Lord have victory over every part and element of that sin that we're struggling?
我们是不是应该学想去理解耶稣基督在罪怎样去打败这个罪在他的权势在我们生命的每一方面
And at the center of that question there must be two things Jesus' death and his resurrection
咁喺呢个信息嘅入边，一定要有两样嘢，就系耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活。
Now, the late Tim Keller put it so boldly in this way.
咁啊，已经过身嘅 Tim Keller 牧师佢咁样讲
：If Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept all that he said.
佢话如果耶稣基督系从死里复活嘅时候，你就要接纳佢一切所讲嘅说话。
But if he didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what he said?
咁但係如果佢冇從死裏復活嘅時候，你點解要擔心佢講過嘅任何一句説話呢？
So the issue on which everything hangs is not whether or not you like his teaching.
咁所以個問題唔係在於你鍾唔鍾意佢嘅教導，
but whether or not he rose from the dead.
而係問題在於佢有冇從死裏復活。
Simply put, if he did not rise from the dead,Why are we even here this morning?
咁所以問題就係話，如果耶穌基督冇從死裏復活嘅時候，我哋而家喺呢度做乜嘢咧
？And what matters the most is not about whether you like his teaching or not.
咁個問題唔係在於你係咪中意佢嘅教導
，but whether Jesus really, factually, in the time of history, rose up from the dead.
而係在於耶穌基督喺歷史嘅裏邊係咪喺嗰一刻佢從死裏復活咧？
And as we look at today's sermon in two parts, I want you to think about that.
咁我哋今日睇嘅讲道里边，我哋想有两部分你要去思考。
Everything that we confess in the Apostles' Creed has no meaning if Jesus is still dead.
咁如果耶稣基督仲系已经系仍然系死嘅时候咧，呢个使徒信经所讲嘅任何嘢都唔关我哋事。
But if Jesus did really rise from the dead,
但如果耶稣基督确实从死里复活嘅时候
，then every element of Apostles' Creed has a greater eternal weight to it.
咁呢个使徒信经所讲嘅入边嘅每一句说话咧，都喺呢一个永恒里边对我哋系好重要。
So let us follow Peter's sermon and look at first in Jesus's humiliation.
咁就让我哋咧一齐跟从呢个彼得佢嘅讲道，首先系讲到耶稣基督嘅谦卑。
When we confess that he descended into hell,
当我哋承认耶稣基督系降到阴间嘅时候。
What we are confirming is that Jesus' death was real, complete, and comprehensive, both body and his soul.
所以我哋确信嘅就系话，耶稣基督嘅死咧系真实嘅，系完全嘅，唔单止系呢个佢嘅身体，并且系佢嘅灵魂。
But let's expand on that.
让我哋再解释一下。
And we're going to do that by being clear on what that clause does not mean.
我哋首先要睇下呢一句嘅说话，降到阴间呢句说话，佢唔系讲紧啲乜嘢咧
？Well, there's a general historical view of Christ's death called limbus patrum。
咁喺过去历史里边咧，有对于耶稣基督嘅死有个睇法，佢嘅拉丁嘅字眼 limbus patrum， 即系守护呢个边缘。
And we reject this historical view of a literal local descent into special compartment of the dead。
我哋咧。是抗拒他们这种说法，因为他们这个机构的说法就说耶稣基督降到阴间只是在死的这个地方的某一个区域。
Now, this limbus patrum view views Christ went to hell to liberate Old Testament saints who were waiting for him.
他们说耶稣基督降到阴间就要去其实是解放过去的圣人，他们已经死了的圣人，由那里释放他们出来。
So those who did not see Jesus or hear the name of Jesus were to be liberated in the place of dead.
他们说呢，这些的圣人呢，如果他们生前是未听过耶稣，未知道耶稣基督的时候，在那里呢，耶稣基督在那里释放他们。
But we reject this view by affirming these elements.
但是我们不认同这种看法。
We affirm that Christ conquered death.
我们承认耶稣基督是战胜死亡。
But the pious ancients, those who were saved in the time of Old Testament,
但是过去的，在旧约里面的，已死的人。
Those who died trusting in the Messiah to come, so the coming Messiah,
那些相信将来要来的弥赛亚的人。
They were already received into the bosom of Abraham.
我哋相信佢哋已经被接纳喺呢个亚伯拉罕嘅怀里边。
The victory over sin, victory over death, Jesus's victory against devil was secured and once for all act on that cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上面那一刻，他已经战胜了死亡，战胜了撒旦，战胜了这个罪的权势。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢？
That those who are in the place of Hades or wherever you call it are not to be saved after the account at the point of Christ's death on that cross.
就说在阴间里面的人呢，在耶稣基督死在十字架上面的时候呢，这些人是没得到拯救。
The victory over death was once for all executed, accomplished on that day when Christ died on that cross.
耶稣战胜死亡的那一刻，在十字架上面，耶稣基督的拯救就完成了。
That means if we were to say that Limbus Patrum is true, then we are nullifying what Christ has done on that cross. Opening an opportunity to be saved after death.
就是说，那种当才那种的讲法，那种守护阴间的边缘的讲法，就是说，这些人得到释放的话，你就是完全了否定了耶稣基督救赎的工作。
As if there is a second chance after death.
就好像说你死了之后仍然有机会获得拯救，有第二个机会一样。
No, the finality of the grave is absolute when Jesus died on that cross and buried.
耶稣基督死在十字架上面是埋葬的时候，这个是一个完成了的工作，在那一刻完成。
So when Jesus descended into hell, he did not go there to save more people because salvation was once for all done when Jesus said, it is all accomplished, fulfilled.
耶稣基督说成了的时候，他的救赎的工作已经完成了，不是说他落到阴间再去进行拯救。
Now, secondly, what we do not affirm is the historic interpretation that the descended into hell simply means he was buried.
另一个历史里面的看法就是说，他们认为耶稣降到阴间就只不过是简简单单的被埋葬，我们不认同这种看法。
Now today's translation that we read up front was NIV translation, and NIV translate this hell into the realm of dead.
那我们所看的NIV 英文版本是 the realm of dead, 中文就是只是讲到阴间。
And the word is Hades or Sheol.
那个字是 Hades or Sheol,
a place of dead people.
是死人的地方。
However, we reject this notion that descended to hell means simply that he was buried.
但是呢，我们否定了这种看法，认为耶稣基督只是被埋葬。
Because by understanding the realm of dead, that he was just buried to be with the realm of the dead, and we reject this notion.
我们看到他阴间呢，不单只是被埋葬，而是耶稣基督确实的落到去死人的当中。
And we go to John Calvin for this.
我们去看看加尔文怎么说。
Because what he does, and he does it rightly, says, is that if it was meant to be that Jesus was just simply buried, then it's useless, a repetition.
如果约翰加尔文他说，如果降到阴间这句说话单单只是被埋葬的时候，这个就好像重复了之前的所说的。
It's a repetition because last time when we saw in Apostles' Creed, we already confessed that he was died and he was buried.
因为我们上一次也讲到在使徒信经里面已经提到过耶稣基督是死了被埋葬。
So as those who are in the line of Reformed theology as our church, what we do affirm is this.
我们是跟这个更正信仰的一致的看法的时候，我们信什么呢？
That when we confess that Jesus descended to hell, we confirm that Christ was utterly humiliated to the maximum degree.
当我们去承认耶稣基督降到阴间的时候，就是讲着耶稣基督去到至终一个终极的谦卑的状况。
That before his exaltation took place, that he was utterly to the lowest point a human soul and body can experience, humiliated to the bottom.
是当他被提升以先，他已经去到一个人可以去到最低最谦卑的一个地步。
In other words, we affirm the integrity of Peter's sermon here in Acts 2.
我们可以承认使徒彼得在使徒行传第二章这里所讲的。
In verse 27, we read that David's body saw corruption, the king that they always look up to, but Christ's body did not, because God would not abandon his soul to Hades.
在2章27节，他说，因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间， 也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
This confirms Christ's soul genuinely, literally entered Hades or Sheol, the common place of the dead.
咁呢度就肯定咗耶稣基督嘅灵魂咧，确实系去到阴间，系死人嘅地方。
And by natural, by way of virtue of understanding his literal humiliation, we can say that Christ suffered full measure of human death.
我哋可以讲嘅就系话耶稣基督去受苦呢个苦难系人所能承受完全嘅一个苦难，就系去到阴间。
And what do I mean by that? We mean by that as the dust, the body would return to the dust, but the soul would be separated from the body.
我哋所讲嘅就系话呢个人嘅肉体系归于尘土，然后呢个灵魂咧同呢个身体系分离。
And following John Calvin and the teachings of the Westminster Divines,
咁根据啊约翰加尔文同埋威斯敏特嘅神学家所讲。
We affirm that Jesus' descent indicates the fullest extreme of spiritual suffering that Christ endured in our place.
他说讲到阴间这句说话就是讲到耶稣基督是受这个属灵上面的苦难，是这个最终极的苦难，是代了我们。
That his bodily suffering, burial and death, and coupled with that his extremist, the most unbearable suffering that all sinners deserve in their soul.
在他的肉身是 受苦被埋葬，然后他的灵魂呢也都是同样的受到最大的苦难，是跟这个 肉身去分离。
The key is that as our perfect substitution in place of our death, Jesus physically and spiritually were alienated from God.
耶稣基督代替我们去承受了这个冤这个苦难，我们应该承受的，不单止是肉身上，并且是他的灵魂呢也都是跟神去隔绝。
And that's the consequences of a sinner or a sin.
这个就是罪所带来的结果。
Let's take a moment to think about our sin.
让我们去想想我们的罪。
It has many reasons and it has many consequences.
有很多的原因，也都有很多的后果。
But when we confess that he descended to hell,
但是当我们承认他落到阴间的时候，
we have to understand sin has more than temporal influences in your life.
罪不单止在你的生命里面有一个暂时的影响。
You will be tormented spiritually and bodily in hell.
而是你的肉身和你的灵魂呢将来都要在阴间里面受苦。
That our sins that we commit has eternal weight to it.
我们所犯的罪是一个永恒的影响力。
To ignore, we are ignoring what Christ has done.
我们去不理这些罪的时候呢，我们就否定了耶稣基督的工作。
And for that moment, for that reason, confession of sin, our confession of sin must be done on a daily basis.
就是因为这样的原因，我们每一天都要认罪。
Because we are all sinners, aren't we?
我们每一个都是罪人。
And we need God's grace every hour.
我们每一刻都要神的恩典。
Even if we are so acting up holy on Sunday morning, we turn around and go on our way home, we are not so holy at all after all.
纵使我们星期日早上来到的时候觉得自己很圣洁，但是转身我们离开的时候呢，我发觉我们其实不是那么圣洁的。
But Jesus knew that.
耶稣基督知道。
So he had to descend it to hell.
所以他需要落到阴间。
A place of dead where we are supposed to be going.
一个死人要去的地方，我们应该要去的地方。
Or perhaps a place of dead is already occurring in our daily life, that we are living a miserable life.
可能这个所谓阴间其实已经在我们生命里面每一天去发生出来，因为我们的苦难。
That there seems to be impossible to find that living life, the breath of God in our daily life.
我们可能在生命每一天的生命里面呢，都找不到神吹入来我们那口的生命的气息。
He knows our sinful nature more than ourselves.
他比我们更加清楚明白我们自己的罪性。
And he took that consequences, he took that penalty for us and for you, even before you understand that you're going to commit sin against him.
佢为你同我已经去承担咗呢个罪嘅后果，甚至乎咧喺你未犯罪以前。
Now some of you may ask, was that necessary, Lord?
咁你可能会问，究竟系咪需要嘅咧
？I haven't sinned that bad to you.
咁我对你其实唔系犯好多罪嘅啫。
I'm pretty living a good life. I'm a good person. I don't lie. I don't hit people. I don't steal.
我唔会去闹人，唔会去打人。我其实个系一个几好嘅人咯。
That is you today.
如果你今日系咁谂嘅时候
，May I boldly proclaim that you are a liar.
咁我可以去讲，好大胆咁样讲，你系一个说谎者。
Your lie makes Christ's death nothing.
你嘅谎话使到耶稣基督嘅死咧变成无用。
Peter does say why this spiritual suffering on Jesus's part was necessary.
彼得解释到点解耶稣基督嘅灵。属灵上边嘅受苦系需要嘅。
Because the wages of sin is not merely physical, but it is eternal, spiritual, and physical death.
因为罪嘅工价咧，唔单止系在于肉身上边，而系喺永恒上边，你嘅肉身同埋灵魂嘅死。
I don't want to be quickly offering you the way, the truth, and the life as it should.
我唔想好快咁样就咁讲到话道路、真理、生命系乜嘢。
Church, this community of believers is the only place where you can come as who you are.
这个教会、这个社区、社群是你做来到的时候，你是做回自己。
Broken,
是破碎的。
Defeated,
是失败的。
Even tricked by Satan's scheme,
甚至乎是被这个撒旦的诡计所瞒骗的。
But we can come.Without shame or guilt,
但我哋嚟到可以无需要觉得羞耻内疚。
We can come with hope.
我哋可以带住盼望。
That's what Jesus is offering today.
呢个就系今日耶稣所俾你嘅。
That's why he had to suffer both physically and spiritually.
所以佢要喺肉身上边同埋属灵上边去受苦。
And let me explain that how that happens.
让我哋解释下点样发生嘅咧。
Because when you remember the atonement sacrifice in the Old Testament,
你要谂翻旧约时候佢哋点样去献祭
，that our sins are now imputed on this blameless, spotless lamb.
我哋嘅罪咧已经加诸喺呢件冇瑕疵嘅羔羊嘅身上。
And that atonement sacrifice had to die for our sin in place of us.
这个代罪的祭牲要代我们是死。
For the atonement, therefore, to deliver us from hell,
这个赎罪就是让我们从这个地狱里面去释放。
Jesus, the perfect sacrifice,
耶稣基督这个完美的祭牲
he endured temporary yet infinite punishment due to sinners like us.
而耶稣基督去成为罪人，去成就咗呢个短暂但系至终极嘅苦难，系为我哋。
That Jesus took the wrath that we rightly deserve from God.
耶稣基督喺神里边接受咗神嘅愤怒，系代我哋。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，The reason why his spiritual suffering is necessary is.
那个属灵的苦难为什么是需要的呢
For the penal substitutionary atonement to be complete and effectual, Christ could not merely suffer bodily.
要使到这个代罪是完全的成就是完整的时候耶稣基督不单止要在肉身上面受苦。
Because God's judgment against sin is real.
因为神对罪的审判是真的。
And it just does not just include our bodily penalty, but spiritual alienation from God.
是那个惩罚不单止在肉身上面而是在属灵上面从神去隔离。
If Christ had only died bodily death, then the payment that he paid for our sin would be ineffectual.
如果耶稣基督只是肉身上面是为我们死的时候他为我们付上这个罪的代价就无功效了。
But did Jesus commit a sin?
耶稣基督有没有犯过罪呢？
He didn't.
没有。
But he died so that our sins can be forgiven.
但他受死以致我们的罪得到赦免。
And it had to be the second person of the Trinity.
这个一定要是三位一体的神的第二位。
Because Jesus had no sin, the Father was never actually personally angry with him.
耶稣基督从来没有犯罪，并且这个父神从来没有在即个人情感上面对他是觉得愤怒。
They were in the unity of eternal love.
他在永恒上面，在一个合一上面有爱。
But Jesus had to receive the full cup of wrath of God against the sin.
但耶稣基督因为罪的缘故要从神去接助这个愤怒的杯。
And no other creature here on earth can endure and receive that burden of wrath of God and still live.
没有一个人在地上的能够去接受神的愤怒并且能够存活。
Jesus in his descent spiritually received the eternal separation.That we deserve with God.
耶稣基督降到阴间，就喺属灵上边去接受呢个从父神嘅完全嘅隔绝。呢个隔绝系我哋应该要受嘅。
That's what sin does.
呢个就系罪嘅后果。
That's what sin does to me.
呢个就系罪使我做到嘅。
Judgment and separation.
审判同埋分离。
However,
但系
Christ.Our salvation, the head of this church, did not remain passively in his suffering.
我们的元首基督他并没有只是在留在这个受苦的状况当中。
Because when you read 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18,
当你看彼得前书三章十八节的时候，
Jesus was put to death in the flesh but made alive in the spirit.
他说按住肉体说他被致死，按住灵性说他复活了。
And in that alive, in that spirit life, Jesus performed a victory for all who are in Christ.
在他的灵性里面，他是复活了，是他在属灵上面已经战胜了。
And in verse 19 of the same chapter, Apostle Peter tells us that in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison.
然后十九节他说他藉这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的灵听。
Now the verb here used for proclaim in Greek is kerusso.
那这个传道这个字在希腊文里面是 kerusso 这个字。
And this is not the kerusso that we often use as we proclaim the gospel, but it is the kerusso of the proclamation of the victory.
这个字的解释不只是传道或者宣讲，而是这个宣称这个得胜。
Jesus did not go to offer salvation after the point of their death.
耶稣基督不是落到去在他们死后之后去给他们有这个救恩。
He announced victory.
他宣讲这个胜利。
That the forces of darkness, the fallen angels, the spiritual enemies who opposed God have lost.
是那些的黑暗的权势，那些堕落的天使，那些属灵的敌人呢，他们已经是战败了。
But if we were to stop there,
但如果只是停留在那个地步的时候，
we're only looking at the half of the gospel.
我们只是看到福音的一半而已。
For that reason, the confessionthat we have read today is juxtaposing two very dissimilar statements.
我们今天看的这个使徒信经那部分讲到有两方面。
Christ's humiliation and his exaltation.
他的耶稣基督的谦卑和被升高。
The third day he rose again from the dead.
第三天他从死里复活。
In today's passage, in verse 24, Peter's sermon offers a good news for us.
今天看的经文第24节，彼得给我们看到一个好消息。
That God raised him up.
神使他复活。
Loosing the pangs of death.
他将死的痛苦解释了。
Because it was not possible for him to be held by it.
又说因为他原不能被死拘禁。
Amen.
Amen.
God raised him up.
神使他复活。
God can raise us up.
神能够使我们复活。
But he, in order for him to raise us up, we must be humbled.
但要神要使我们去复活，我们首先要谦卑。
In your view of your own sin,
人来看你的罪，
you can't be up here.
你不可能在这上面。
We need to be down here.
我们要落低点。
In order to be raised up.
以致我们能够被复活，就是升高。
Now, why was it not possible for pangs of death to keep him there?
为什么耶稣基督不能够被死拘禁呢？
Well, first of all, the wages of sin is death.
首先罪的工价是死。
But Jesus, the Holy One, had no sin.
但耶稣基督这个至圣者，他没有罪。
He had no sin of his own.
他自己没有犯罪。
Therefore, death had no legal claim on him.
所以罪呢并没有一个法律上对他能够拘禁。
Therefore, he could not stay down there.
所以他不会留在阴间。
But on the other side of that,
但在另一面，
why third day?
为什么第三日呢？
Have you ever noticed that phrase?
你有没有留意这句说话呢？
Perhaps other parts of the Bible?
在圣经其他的地方都有提到。
Well, in the Hebrew scripture, the third day is God's unique design pattern that we see.
在圣经里面来讲，第三日通常是神的设计的一个模式。
And it usually indicates some sort of a new life or God making his covenant with his people.
通常就是代表着一个新的生命，或者神呢去跟他的子民去立约。
For example, in Genesis 1,
例如在创世纪第一章。
On the first, third day, God called new life, vegetation out of the ground.
在第三日，神呢使到地里边去生出青绿嘅植物。
In Genesis 22,
喺创世纪嘅二十二章。
On that third day, Abraham received Isaac back from the judgment of death.
亚伯拉罕从呢个死嘅审判里边咧，再次得到翻以撒。
And in Exodus 19.
又是出埃及记的十九章。
On the third day, God descended upon Mount Sinai to inaugurate his covenant with Israel as a new people, new nation.
他在第三日神降到这个西奈山里面去宣讲去立他同他的子民的约。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the ultimate fulfillment of that pattern.
而耶稣基督第三日的复活呢亦都是这个完美的完成了这种的这个创造的模式。
Third day, God brings forth a new creation under the second Adam.
在第三日，耶稣基督神在这个第二个亚当里面去带出新的创造。
And he is the first fruits of the whole new humanity, the head of the new era, head of the new race that will all rise up when he returns.
他是全新人类新的人的初熟的果子，并且他是一个新的种族的一个领袖。
But what does that have to do with us this morning?
咁对于我哋今天早上有咩关系咧
？Those of you who are keen listener from my previous sermon, that we know that there is a discrepancy between the emphasis that we have put on the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ.
咁如果你系之前有留心听过嘅时候，你就知道我哋讲到话就系耶稣基督嘅死同埋耶稣基督复活里边咧，当中有个误差。
Well, it is his resurrection that secured our righteousness.
系佢嘅复活咧，系俾我哋。有这个公义是确据。
That means that the resurrection of Jesus is the way that God is saying the receipt of our sin paid in full once for all.
就是耶稣基督的复活去表示了神已经接纳了我们这个代罪的所付的代价，神已经接受了。
In the resurrection of Christ, we hear God slamming his gavel down in the courtroom and saying, our debt has been paid and our justice been satisfied.
咁耶稣基督嘅复活里边，好似听到神喺呢个法庭里边去敲下呢个锤仔，就系话我哋嘅罪嘅代价咧，已经系被圆满嘅去接纳咗。
That's what he means when Apostle Paul says in Romans 4:25, Jesus was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
好似喺保罗喺罗马书四章二十五节里边所讲嘅话，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯复活，是叫我们称义。
His descent paid the debt once for all. However, his ascent proves that payment was well received by the Father.
佢落到阴间，佢嘅死亡系代表咗佢嘅工作系完成咗，俾咗呢个代价，而佢。嘅復活就係代表咗神已經接納咗呢個嘅代價。
In his descent, he bore the vengeance necessary to pay the infinite debt.
耶穌基督嘅死埋葬落去陰間，係擔當咗我哋嘅罪嘅代價。
And in his resurrection, he received the reward that was necessary to secure his people, the church's eternal life.
而佢嘅復活咧，就已經係確實嘅安穩嘅，已經攞到得到呢、這個我哋新嘅生命。
Now the picture of the union with Christ must come in now。
而我哋同神同耶穌基督嘅合一呢、這個圖畫就出現。
If we are not in Christ，
如果我哋唔喺基督嘅裏邊
，whatever he did 2,000 years ago has no meaning to us。
無論佢二千年前做過啲乜嘢，對我哋嚟講都係冇意思嘅。
When we just have gone through the most controversial statement of the Apostles' Creed this morning,
当我哋今天早上所讲到最具争议性《使徒信经》里边两句嘅说话嘅时候
，I want to challenge you.
我想挑战你。
When you hear that,
当你听到呢个说话
，When you hear Christ's humiliation and His exaltation,
当你听到耶稣基督嘅谦卑同埋佢嘅升高。
Our response should be, "What shall we do?"
我哋嘅回应就应该系我哋要做啲乜嘢咧
？Wasn't that the response after Peter's sermon?
呢个就好似系彼得嘅呢个讲道之后人嘅回应一样。
In verse 37,
第37节
，This wasn't read, but 37. Let me read it to you. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter.And the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do?
咁佢第三十七节，我哋今天冇读到嘅就系话，众人听见这话，觉得扎心，然后对其他嘅使徒都讲：弟兄们，我们当怎样行
？If we hear what Jesus has done, that he was he descended to hell and he resurrected on the third day，
当我哋听到耶稣基督。降到阴间，并且第三日从死里复活嘅时候
，When the Spirit of God touches our heart to hear God's gospel, then we would respond by saying, "Lord, what shall we do?"
当我哋被圣灵去触摸，去听到神呢个福音嘅时候，我哋嘅回应就应该系话：主，我应该点样做咧
？If you're sleeping this morning，
如果你今天早上就瞓紧觉嘅时候
，I want you to wake up。
我希望你醒嚟。
And listen carefully.
小心去听。
The sin is real.
罪是真实的。
And his death is real.
耶稣基督的死也是真实的。
But don't forget he has offered a salvation for us.
但不要忘记耶稣基督已经将这个救恩去给我们。
That he has a way for you, an answer for your question, what do I need to do to be saved?
他已经回答了这个问题，就是说我要做什么以致得救呢？
And I pray that if that is not your response this morning,
我祈祷如果呢个唔系你嘅回应嘅时候
，I pray that the Holy Spirit may touch your heart.
我希望呢个圣灵能够触摸你嘅心。
That you would take Jesus' death seriously.
你会系认真嘅对待耶稣基督嘅死。
That it is not just another sermon that you have to listen through on Sunday morning.
唔系话只系每一个礼拜日你要去坐喺度听完另一个嘅讲道一样。
And I beg you.
我鼓励你
to come to know and repent of your sin.
我恳求你系嚟到去认识你嘅罪，并且系认罪悔改。
Peter finishes his sermon with a bold declaration.
彼得去完点样去完结佢嘅讲道咧？系一个勇敢嘅宣讲。
Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ.
他说你们各人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗并且你要认识耶稣基督
This Jesus whom you crucified
这个你所钉死的耶稣基督
That gospel message should cut to our hearts.
这个福音的信息应该要去进入到我们的心里面。
When Peter's sermon was given, the response was conviction.
当彼得的信息出去的时候，他的回应就是人是觉得扎心。
Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
他说你要认罪去悔改，被奉耶稣基督的名受洗，然后你就会得到这个圣灵的赏赐。
To take a moment to pray. Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
And I want us to pray as if we were one of those listeners of Peter's sermon in 2,000 years ago.
我们祈祷的时候，我想你们好像2000年前那些听彼得讲道的在场的人一样。
That it is me, my sin, that put Jesus on that cross.
是我们的罪，我自己的罪，将耶稣基督摆上十架。
My sinful nature that crucified him on that cross.
是我的罪性，他将耶稣基督钉在十字架上面。
And we hear Peter filled with the Holy Spirit telling us that he has an answer for us.
我们听到彼得他满有圣灵的，他讲话对我们的问题有一个答案。
Let us take a moment.
我们用少少时间
to repent.
去悔改。
And let us be confessing what we believe in Jesus once again.
让我们再一次去承认我们在耶稣基督里面所相信的是什么。
So at this time, let's take a moment, one or two minutes, to confess our sins and once again reminded of what Christ has done for my life.
让我们用两分钟的时间去认罪，并且去确信耶稣基督为我们生命所做过的事情。
Let us all pray.
我们祈祷。
Dear God, we confess our sins before you.
天父，我们在你面前认罪。
Would you awaken our spiritual eyes to see our wrongdoings before you?
让我们打开我们属灵的眼睛，让我们在你面前看到我们所做错的事情。
Would you please make us sensitive to the sins that we commit every day?
让我们对每一日所犯的罪更加敏感。
And would you draw us nearer to you, the only solution to that?
让我们是更加靠近你，因为你才能够解决我们的问题。
Lord, we can't help ourselves.
天父，我们不能够自救。
My mind wants one thing and my body does another.
我的心灵想做一样东西，但是我的肉体就是做另一样东
西。And sometimes my body does one thing and my mind is doing the other.
好像我们的肉身想做一样东西，而心灵呢，用做另一样东西。
Lord, remind us once again your death on that cross.
天父再一次提醒你在十字架上面的死。
Remind us once again your resurrection.
再一次提醒我们你的复活。
Let this truth not be some mere knowledge, but the transformative power of our life.
让这个认知不是只是一个知识，而是能够改变我们生命的大能。
Lord, we are dried up.
天父，我们枯干。
We're like the bones out there.
好像在外面的枯干的骨头一样。
We're eaten by the lions of this world and prowling predators of this world.
在这个世界好像这些狮子一样去吞噬我们。
Lord, we're defeated.
主，我们觉得失败。
Day in, day out, we no longer live by your virtue, but by the world.
我们每一日都不再是跟随你
Lord, we have become numb to the sin that we commit against you, and we no longer desire the things of heaven.
因为我们对于我们向你犯的罪已经不再敏感，并且我们不再渴求去好像去可以去到天堂一样。
But at this time, we confess our sins to you, O God.
天父，这一刻我们去承认我们的罪。
We repent our hearts to you.
我们将我们的心去向你求你悔改。
Would you turn our trust from inwardness to you, O God?
天父，将我哋嘅信唔再系摆喺自己里边，而系转向归你。
Would you once again awaken us to see the living hope of the resurrected Jesus?
求你去叫醒我哋，让我哋再次睇到呢个复活嘅基督当中嘅盼望。
It is our sin that crucified you upon that cross.
系我哋嘅罪当将你系钉喺十字架上边。
And it is our sin that made you to descend into hell.
系我哋嘅罪使你去降到阴间。
But there is a hope of resurrection that you have shown to us.
但你俾我哋睇到喺呢个复活嘅里边有盼望。
Lord, forgive our sins.
天父赦免我哋嘅罪。
Allow us to walk in light.
让我哋行喺呢个光嘅里边。
With this resurrection awaiting for us in the future.
喺呢个将来里边，让我哋喺呢个复活系等待我哋。
Allow us to behold the victory that you have proclaimed in haste.And resurrection.
让我们仰望你在这个阴间并且在这个复活里面那个胜利。
Allow us to not look into other things or other solutions but to you.
让我们不要在其他的地方去找拯救而是在这个里面。
Lord, as a church, we confess our sins that we have committed against each other and against you. We are not perfect.
天父，我哋作为教会，我哋喺你面前去承认我哋得罪你，并且得罪其他人。我哋唔系完全嘅人。
We have become so numb to our sins that we no longer be sensitive about it and just let it happen, slip through.
天父，我哋对我哋嘅罪唔再系敏感，并且我哋让呢啲罪不断嘅去发生。
But in this morning, we come to Jesus together as the body of Christ once again.
天父，再一次我哋。作为基督的肢体再一次来到你的面前
Because we proclaim only in Jesus and Jesus alone sin is defeated
因为我们在耶稣基督唯独在耶稣基督的里面去宣讲罪已经是失败
The grips of death has been lost
罪的权势已经被打败
That in Jesus alone we find eternal life and that eternal life is well secured
为在耶稣基督的里面我们去得到这个永恒的生命并且这个永恒的生命是确切是在这里
And now we have been given a new life as new citizens of heaven
现在我们有一个生命一个天国新的子民的生命
We need your help, O God
主啊我们需要你的帮助
Awaken us
叫醒我们
From a stupor of mind
让我们在跟我们的怠惰的心智里面
Make us turn to you from turning from within.
让我们从心里面去转向你
And grant us once again the joy and glory that you made us for.
让我们再次能够得到你给我们有的喜乐和荣耀
That this Christian walk, the carrying of our daily cross, may be done with fire that cut through our hearts.
让我们的基督徒的生命是背住十架嘅生命，系有呢个火焰喺你个生命里边。
Lord, would you hear our prayers?
主听我哋嘅祈祷。
That those who are actually confessing their sins this morning，
让佢啲真正系喺你面前认罪嘅。
That those who are repenting of their sins，
嗰啲真正系认罪悔改嘅。
That those who are turning away from them， but to be submitted and to kneel down before you this morning，
系确实喺你面前去跪下去依靠你嘅。
We ask for your help.
我求主你帮助。
In Jesus' mighty name we prayed.
奉耶稣基督大能的名祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.